This podcast is on the poem Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. The poem is probably one of the more challenging poems on the Leaving Certificate or any level poetry course, but if you take it one step or one section at a time, you will develop a good overall understanding of what Coleridge is saying in the poem and how he uses language to say it. To begin, read over each of the stanzas in the poem from your Poetry Speaks textbook and write down in one sentence what you think the key idea is in each stanza. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The poem is about a luxurious palace owned by Kublai Khan, the ruler of Mongolia and later of China. The palace is located on a beautiful site in a place called Xanadu. Coleridge imagines the impressive pleasure dome built on a stretch of beautiful, fertile land along the banks of a river. Coleridge imagines the location to be a sacred and bewitching place through which the river emerges powerfully before meandering through valleys, forests and caves until it eventually cascades into a calm sea. The natural landscape is both beautiful and violent in the poem. In stanza 3, the poet thinks that, like Khan, he too could build a pleasure dome through his imagination by using his gift with language. We move on now to the theme. There are a number of themes touched on by the poem, and one of the main themes is the power of the imagination. Coleridge believed that through his imagination, he could escape from reality and into an alternative, fantastical world. Like the landscape which the river journeys through, the imagination can be incense-bearing, but also powerfully wild. In the poem, Coleridge combines a number of historical facts. Kublai Khan was a real person, and Xanadu is a real place, but the sacred river does not exist and is created in Coleridge's imagination. Coleridge also acknowledges that the imagination is not effortless. In the final stanza, he thinks of a vision he had of a maid singing a song and concludes that if he could revive his creative powers, he too could build his own palace, his own dome in air. For quote 3, try to find 3 pictures in the poem that you can imagine from the way Coleridge describes them. Choose one phrase or line that helps you to picture the image and write it into your revision worksheet. Then briefly say what each picture creates in your own imagination. The fourth heading is imagery. The poem Kublai Khan includes numerous examples of nature imagery. The palace is located in a beautiful natural landscape with impressive gardens and ancient forests. The garden, for example, is bright with sinuous rills where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. The imagery suggests that nature is relatively tame around the garden of the palace, but along the river it becomes a torrent that is wild and savage. An enchanted place that sounds as if it is haunted by a woman crying out for her satanic lover beneath a sliver of moon. There is also a sense of mystery about the pleasure dome. In the third stanza, Coleridge suggests that while it is located in a sunny place, it is also beside those caves of ice. This image illustrates how our imaginations are boundless, and that is why Coleridge feels he could build a dome like Kubla's, but build it in the air, that is, with his imagination. We move on now to the fifth heading on your worksheet, which is language. Coleridge uses descriptive language throughout the poem, emphasizing the power of his own imagination to create a vivid scene that he brings to life for us. The language in the poem creates a contrast between a very safe and appealing place in the palace gardens with the darker, mysterious caverns that threaten danger and mystery. Contrast the image of blossoming trees in gardens bright with the image of the river violently casting rocks into the air, where huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail. The river then flows gently through wood and dale before reaching caverns measureless to man. Some of the language creates an exotic, kind of otherworldly or mysterious feel to the poem. For example, the palace is situated in Xanadu. The river flows towards caverns measureless to man, and beneath the moon a woman is imagined wailing for her demon lover, and the poet has a vision of an Abyssinian maid singing of Mount Abora. You probably have already noticed that the poem is filled with descriptive adjectives and striking verbs: sacred river, fertile ground, gardens bright, sinuous rills, savage place, ceaseless turmoil, mighty fountain, mazy motion. There are so many examples. And look too for those powerful verbs: woman wailing, seeding, vaulted, flung, sank. In a way, Coleridge may be showing us that his craft of writing is as powerful as the sacred river Alf, and his imagination as splendid as the palace, and at times maybe even as dark and mysterious as the caverns measureless to man. We move on now to form. The poem is composed of three stanzas. The first stanza introduces us to the pleasure dome and gives us an overview of the course of the river Alf. The grounds of the palace seem very appealing and welcoming, with fragrant trees and sunny spots of greenery. Stanza 2 captures both the beauty but also the power and the violence of the natural world. The river flows from a savage place, a seething place from which it blasts rocks into the air. The river meanders through forests before gushing tumultuously into a lifeless ocean. In the final stanza, Coleridge describes a vision he had of a maid singing a song, and believes that if he could revive similar creativity, he could create a palace of his own through his imagination. The seventh heading is sound. The sound of the river as it flows away from the palace and towards the ocean is central in the poem. Similarly, Coleridge uses several sound effects, such as assonance and alliteration, to convey something of the tumult of the river. For example, the poem begins with a repeated D sound in the opening two lines. In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a pleasure dome decree. This effectively suggests the power and the strength of the great ruler, Kublai Khan. The sacred river is described as meandering with a mazy motion. The alliteration here suggests the contortions of the river as it twists and turns along its course towards the sea. By contrast, the hissing fountain of water at the river's source is brilliantly emphasized through sibilance in the line, "And from this chasm with ceaseless turmoil seeding." There are many other sound effects in the poem, and you can read more about these in the Zoom In quick reference card on this poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on now to tone and mood. The opening tone is one of admiration at the impressive pleasure dome and the gardens that surround it. It appears to be a fortified place, a safe space with walls and towers on the property boundary. It is a desirable place where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. The tone changes in stanza 2 as the speaker observes the river at its source, emerging as a mighty fountain, which is forced up from a deep chasm, as if the earth in fast, thick pants were breathing. Speaker feels a mix of astonishment and terror at a place in which you might expect to hear a woman wailing for her lover beneath a waning moon. The speaker is in awe of the river's power to violently cast huge rocks into the air as if they were grains of seed. The speaker is also relieved to see how the raging river then flows less dramatically, meandering for 5 miles with a mazy motion before entering a cavern and spilling down turbulently into a lifeless ocean. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. I mentioned earlier that Kubla Khan is quite a challenging poem for most readers. Did you find it challenging? Were there other features of the poem that appealed to you? For example, perhaps you liked the way Coleridge described the landscape around the palace of Kubla Khan. Or maybe you got a sense of the power of Kubla, who could order such an impressive palace to be built for his pleasure. Or do you think it's interesting how the poem conveys the power of the imagination? Maybe there are one or two really clear images that help you to imagine the grounds of the palace very clearly.